All right, let's go. Mishnah Aleph. Let's start Mishnah Aleph. Moshe kibbutz Torah miSinai. Moshe received the Torah from Sinai. You can hear me? And Masar li Yeshua, he gave it over to Yeshua. The Yeshua is a Canaan. Yeshua gave it over to the Zakenim, the Zakenim, the Nevi'im, the Zakenim gave it over to the Nevi'im. When Nevi'im is Sarul, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the Nevi'im gave it over to the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. So, there's a few ha'aretz over here that I would like to address. First of all, what's pshat it says by Moshe, Moshe kibbutz Torah, Moshe received the Torah. The obvious kasha is, the Mishnah should be consistent. First it starts off with Lashon of Kabbalah, and then it goes to Masorah. Right? Meaning, it should say either HaTorah Nimsa L'Moshe B'Sinai U'Masar L'Yeshua, you know, Yeshua Zakenim, everything with Lashon Masira, or maybe everything should say Lashon Kabbalah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah M'Sinai, Moshe received the Torah from Sinai, Yeshua M'Moshe, right, U'Zakenim Yeshua, U'Nevi'im Zakenim, V'Chena V'Chena, right, it should go in that order. Why does it first by Moshe say, Moshe was Mekabler, and then Masra, he gave it over, what's the pshat in that? So, Mechayra, the basic pshat is, Pashat pshat, the first one asked this question, Mechayra, Pashat pshat is, that first Torah has to be brought down from on high, from Shemayim, from the Rebbeinu Shlom, from Har Sinai. And then once it's, Moshe was Mekabelit on earth, then he gave it over. You hear? That's the Chayra, the Pashat pshat. But I saw a very nice pshat in the Maritab, in the Divrei Yoel over here, he says an interesting pshat. He says that you could only say Lashon Kabbalah on something that you have. The muscle, you know, a weird muscle. Let's say it could happen playing baseball, right? This is a fly ball to the outfield, and the guy, like, he's bobbling it, he sort of has it, it's in his glove, it's out of his glove. It never really was, you know, and then it fell down. Is the guy out or not? The guy's not out, he never caught it, right? Never caught it. Once he has it, he has it. You're not mekabel it unless you have it for good. You have it. That's what the Lashon Kabbalah means. I say that to Divrei Yoel. So Mimela, it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, B'tchila haya Moshe loymed Torah, Gemar Nedarim la'mechasa meralach. In the beginning, Moshe was learning Torah. U'mishachan, he kept forgetting. Ad shenidla loy b'matana, until it was given to him by Hashem as a matana. Now he says once he received it as a matana, it was given. Mamash was given to him, so there's no. It doesn't tash shechicha by him. It was given as a matana. It's not like us. We have to keep learning. It was a matana. It's mamash a matana. There's no shechicha. He's not going to forget it. He had it. He had the Torah by him. Mashenki and everyone else, even though they are big Yeshua Zakenim, the nature is to forget. And he quotes the Chassam Sofer. I'm worried the Chassam Sofer. Listen to what the Lashon. It says in Mishlei, Hisif einecha boi veinenu. You blink your eyes and it's gone. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. A blink of an eye and it's not there anymore. What's it talking about? A blink of an eye and what's not there anymore? So the Gemara in Bracha says, this is referring to Torah. Bracha Seyam et al. It's talking about Torah. Shemiyat shetatzai minecha min ha-Torah hi mishtachechas hi mecha. As soon as you close your eyes for 1 second from Torah, it's forgotten from you already. You lose it. I think this is the Chassam Sofer's Lashon. Ki miteva haruchniyim. Why is it that we have to chazer so much? It doesn't stay. Why is it? You ever wonder why? Mamash, you can't remember. Everyone can remember everything. Torah is like everyone keeps saying you have to chazer, you have to chazer. And we all know that we can't even remember what mezechta. You know, if we know what mezechta we learned in 9th grade, that's already something special. Zechar, do we remember for sure not? We keep forgetting, even though we learned it 10 times that year, maybe 20 times, we forget it. What's pshat? She says, unbelievable you said, some cipher. Ki mitav ha-ruchniyim, the nature of ruchniyas is, she'enam chafetzim, li'stabek el ha-gashmi. They don't want to be connected to gashmi. And it's not natural, talk. It makes sense. Ruchniyas is ruchniyas. We're gashmiyas. The ruchniyas doesn't stay by the gashmi, especially we're gashmiyas like a people, right? We're physical. So, and Torah is mamish ruchni. You know, you realize, you sit down to learn, it's not stam. It's mamish ruchniyas. It's chay chazachin. A black amar is special. It's very special. So, the nature is that it runs away. It's going to go away. So, mamela, people are going to forget, right? Pashas is, you're going to forget. So, Moshe remembered everything. Mamela, it says kibul, he was mekabel atakim. But everyone else, it says Mesura, it was given over to him. If he chazers, then he'll have the whole thing by him. So it's especially for us yeshivalites, it's something very, very big site of chazar, and that's probably why they keep pushing this yeshiva, second seder, finish the masechta. finish the Masechta, because that's something that Tzarek Ablai by you. It's something concrete, the Chazer. There's an end to it. There's a certain amount of blood. You keep chazering, you can remember it. You can chazer in as well, there's no question. But here it's a concrete thing. It Tzarek could be by you. You can mamash chal, you can keep it by you. The guys that learned Ksubas last year will probably remember this amazing Gemara. The Gemara says in Ksubas, it says, I can't remember exactly the Gemara. It says that you have, basically, if you chazer Gemara 40, a certain Amayra learned the Gemara 40 times, and he says, Damile kemad demanchal abakise. It was by him. He considered it as if it was mamish, like sitting in his pockets. So when I learned this Gemara, I felt very excited. Why? Because Einachanami 40 times is a long time. I don't know if I ever learned the Gemara 40 times. But you know there's an end in sight. The Shaykh, to finish, we find that when something has an end, it's not so bad, right? It's not so bad. So 40 times, fine, so I can learn 40 times. It's a goal. I can set a goal 40 times and then it's done. That's it. Say, lock it up, it's gone. You look in the Ram Shif and forget about it. It's a whole different shot. Maybe the guys remember from last month. What does the Ram Shif say? The Ram Shif says, just like a person's, the Mar says about Metziah, a person's natural thing is he's constantly checking if he has like a big wad of bills in his pocket. He's constantly checking to make sure it's there. I remember when I went to Eretz Yisrael, when I was going to Eretz Yisrael, so we had in the shul a Sefer Torah was written for the it's a new shul, and Shtibul started a few years ago, and they wrote a Sefer Torah, and the Rav gave me, I think, $10,000 cash to take to Eretz Yisrael to give to the Sefer. I never had, I mean, it's a lot of money, especially, you know, young at $10,000. I remember, I managed the whole trip. I had no menucha. I was constantly checking if it's still there. If it's lost, it's not a check, it's cash. I had no menucha, $10,000, constantly checking. Zogdin Ram Shif, that's how you learn. After 40 times, that's how it is. Kamad Machale Bekisa. Like, you have to keep checking, is it still there? So it's unbelievable, unbelievable how much chazar we have to do. So that's the insight over here that he says, that Moshe Kibbutz Torah, he received it because he talked and never forgot anything. Mr. Ali Yeshua, we'll see. Actually, you know, you have to keep chazaring it. You gave it over. Also, I saw on the Sefer, what's the name of the Sefer that?
Sheish.
Mikutei Sheish. He asked a question, also another Ha'ara. What's Pshat? It says, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. He received it from Sinai. It should say, Me'akadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem. What's the lashon he received it from Sinai, from the mountain? The Torah didn't come from Sinai, the Torah came from Shemayim. I think he also answers, or maybe someone else explains, Lashon Kibbutz also, with an answer to this question about Sinai, is that Moshe received the Torah. Why was he so great? Why did Moshe have the Torah? And he even asked, why didn't the Avos receive the Torah? Why didn't Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov get the Torah? Why Moshe? She says, because Moshe was the Anav Mikol Adam. He was such an Anav. So in Mela, the Torah came to him. So it turns out, after the Bechina of Sinai, because of Sinai, Sinai represents the lowest, right? Sinai was the low mountain. Sinai received the Torah. So Moshe kibbutz Torah mi Sinai. Moshe is Torah from Sinai. From his Sinai, from his Anivas, that's how he received the Torah. Because the Gemara says, everyone knows, the Gemara says, Lo menim shel Torah l'mayim. Why is Torah compared to Mayim? Because Ma Darkim shel Mayim, just like the Derech of Mayim is, that it flows to the lowest place, so to Torah goes, L'mi shedai teshvei olav, the person who's Anivas. So the male, that's the lashon, Moshe kibbutz Torah mi Sinai. He received the Torah from Sinai. So Sehem Amr Shleisha Devarim. They said three things. The Anshei Knesset Agdola said three things. Pashas Margula Depume. These are things that they used to say often, that they used to drive in. These were Yisraelis they wanted people to live with, to have. What were the three things? Have a Misunim Badin. Be very careful in judgment. If a Dayan has a case that comes, don't think, oh, I heard it already. I saw it already. Quick, no problem. No. Look it over a second time, a third time. Make sure. Be careful. Make sure that you know exactly what the halach is. Don't just say you saw it already. That's the Bar Tanura. Ve'amidu tamidim harbe, and you should raise many tamidim. Ve'asu siyag l'tarim, put a gate to the Torah. Put gedorim around halachas. Don't just concentrate and make a goal to keep the actual halacha, but we should have gedorim. The Bar Tanura says it refers to shvusim and shtiyas l'arayas. We should have gedorim. So Maisa, I was bothered. What's pshat that the Ashkenaz Adela said three things? L'chara, this is not written only for Rabbanim, Rosh Yeshiva, you know. L'chara, it's written to every yid, everybody. And most people don't have the opportunity to raise Talmidim. Most people aren't, you know, Magid Eishir, most people aren't Rabbanim. The general populace, they're laymen, they're Balbatim. Why would they write the three main things they're going to put? Hamidim, Tamidim, Harvey, raise a lot of Tamidim. It seems like it's, you know, if you would have a choice to pick three things for the masses, you wouldn't pick that as one of them. I realize now this Kasha L'Chor is on Mesunah Badin also, but I didn't really think about that when I was going it over. But I think it's Shekel Ha'ara. Why L'Chor for why is Amir Tamir Harvey one of the things? I was thinking maybe Pshat is that Amir Tamir Harvey means we know that even one halacha that you teach someone, he's considered your Talmud. If someone learns from someone, even one thing, he has to call the person the Rebbe. So it could be, we can make Talmidim all the time. You can go shopping and in the store you make a Talmud. You go in Connecticut and somebody sees you. Could be somebody not from, could be even a goy. They see you, they see how you act, they see how you fear. They become your Talmidim. You go on the street or even stop your, you know, how many halachas that I don't know that I learn from Bachim all the time. From first year Bachim, all the time you learn halachas. That's Tamir Tamir Harvey. The way you act, you don't realize. You can mamash go through life never being a Rav, never being a Rebbe, and you mamash have so many Talmidim all over, that people that learn from you. The last thing is Vasus Yagotar. You should have a gate to the Torah. So I was thinking about this. I was once speaking with the Sklener Rebbe, and we were schmoozing. He was asking me, you know, different things, what I'm doing. This is like 5-6 years ago. So he asked me, you know, he found out that I went to school, that I was going to school at night. So he says to me, that was not something that I, you know, if it ever comes up, don't let him find out that you go to school. He said, there's anoshim, the noshim over there, is it mixed, men and women? So I said, yeah, but you know, I sit in the front, this and that. So he started laughing. Mom was like laughing at me, like I'm crazy. Like, what about? So I was sitting there, so he says, Shmir Seinayim, Shmir Seinayim. So I said, you know, I try to sit in the front, you know, it's only at night, there's really serious people there, you know. He said, he was laughing at me. He said, you give me a mushel. Let's say you have a field, and someone's a shomer for the field, for all the different trees and all the fruits in the field. So where does the shomer stand? Does the shomer stand outside by the gate? Let's say the shomer's inside, and any behemoths or people that come inside, he starts running after them to chase them, to send them out. Grabbing them, you know, shooting maybe the wild and grabbing people, throwing them out. Is that a shomer? Sklener Rebbe told me that's a matzil, that's not a shomer. That's a matzil, he's saving, the guy's already in, he's a matzil. He says if you're standing outside the gate, you're standing in the front, that's a shomer. You don't let him in, not that he's in and then you get him out, you go chasing him. He says that's Shmir Sinai, not that you go to the place and you don't look. Halavai, you shouldn't look, not that you go and you don't look. You don't go there, b'chlal, that's Shmir Sinai. Hatzolah Sinai is that you're in the wrong place and you don't look. That's Hatzolah Sinai. Shmir Sinai means you're not there, you're a shomer. The gate is locked, you're not inside. Unbelievable word. That's a susyogla Torah. You stay away. You put a boundary. Not that you're inside and then it's a shiloh. You keep it away. You stay outside. Susyogla Torah. Also, just getting back to Amir Tamir Harbi Pashtas, the Pashtas Pshat is the Bar Tanur says that Rabbi Gamliel once made a takana that kol talmid she'ein toichel kibaroi, any talmid who's not mamish so complete and his inside is like his outside, that he's mamish, you know, like a tmimah stick in a real hamadrega, you shouldn't let them in the base matters unless they're like that. And then after Gamliel was nifter, then they opened up the gates of the base matters, everyone came in, it was like a happy day in the base matters. So some people, so the Bar Tanur explains that Amir Tamir Harbi is afuki from a Gamliel. He shouldn't be so makbid, you know, if he's perfect, he's not perfect. Everyone with their chesoyis, you come in, you learn Torah, we'll all stay. I what did Rabbi Gamliel say? How can Rabbi Gamliel go against the parish of Anshik Neslag Dola? So they say the Pshat is, and then say the Pshat is that Rabbi Gamliel said either that this is a Hirasha, or that this is when there's a lot of Talmidim, then Hamidu Tamir Harbi. When there's a lot of these Talmidim that are Tarikha Kabara, then Hamidu Tamir Harbi. Shkoya.
We're up to the second Mishnah.
Is it recording?
It says Shimon HaTzadik, Hayum Shiyari Knesset HaGdolah. Shimon HaTzadik was from the end of the Knesset HaGdolah, from the remnant. He was the last of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Hu HaYomer used to say three things. Al Shloisha Dvarim, on three things HaOlam Omed. The world stands on three things. Al HaTorah V'Alavoyd V'Algmilas HaSadim. The world stands on Torah Avoyd and Gemilas HaSadim. first issue is, why does it start with Torah? Why does the Mishnah start with Torah? In actuality, the three Avos, this Alpi Machshav, the three Avos represent these three Midas. Avram is Gmilas Chasadim, Vayita Eshel. Avram is the Goymel Chesed, the Machnas Erech. Avram is Chesed. Yitzchak's Avoida. Yitzchak's the Oilot Mima. Yitzchak was born as a carbon. Yitzchak represents Avoida. And Yaakov represents Torah, the Ishtam, Yoshev Oilim. Yaakov represents Torah. So these three Amudim are actually the three Avos. But the Avos are Chesed first, Avram Avinu. Yitzchak is Avoida, is the Oilot Mima. And Yaakov's Torah. Why does the Mishnah, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he writes the Mishnah, he first says, Shimon HaTzadik used to say that the world stands on Torah, Avodah Mitzvah, Sadim. Why does he put Torah first? Befratet in the Avos, Yaakov, you represented Amudat Torah, was the last. Why did he put, you don't need to come from Mikash Hashem, what's the Indian, he puts Torah first? Reb Chaim V'Lashen basically says the basic word of Isai is that really a person stands, the expression Shimon HaTzadik used to say is the world stands on three things. Now Be'emes to stand, the person stands on two legs. Be'emes of Chaim V'Lashen is Masvir, that what holds up the world is avoiding Gemilas Chasadim. That's really what holds up the world. But the Torah is what tells us how to do the avoiding Gemilas Chasadim. Without Torah there's no avoiding Gemilas Chasadim. There relates a story in Masechta Smachos. In Masechta Smachos, the end of the fourth parak, it says that Rabbi Kiva said that when I first started shteiging, so I found the mace mitzvah. So I grabbed the mace mitzvah and I schlepped the mace mitzvah. It was tremendous. You can imagine a mace weighs a lot. It's very heavy. And it's difficult to carry. And Rabbi Kiva says, I mustered up all the strength and I schlepped that mace mitzvah. If I didn't say I schlepped, he probably didn't like this word either. But he said, I carried the mace mitzvah to bury the mace mitzvah. And when I told the Rabbanan the great mice I did, they said, you're a murderer. You're a reitzeach. Why are you a reitzeach? Because the halach is a mace mitzvah is kind of a kaima. You're an amaretz. A mace mitzvah is kind of his spot. It's kind of the spot you're supposed to bury him. Where do you find him? And you went and you moved him around. You're a reitzeach. It's a shailin taisis. Why he's a murderer? Taisis says one shot that it says whoever doesn't listen to the chachamim, whoever is not mishamish tamil cham, who doesn't learn Torah v'iyun. Mishamish tamil cham means to learn from the chachmei adar is chayav misa. So since you didn't learn, the chacham said that meis mitzvah kain mekaimi. That's why it's chay misa, or so the lack of kavod ames. But what Zakta Bekiva, that was when I started steiging. And he used to tell everybody, it says in Masechta Smachos, in the fourth parak, he used to tell, that was my start of steiging. What was the start? What was that Rebbe Kiva learned? He learned that life's not about being a good Samaritan. It's not you decide what's called chesed. It's not pshat. Al Torah avoid the Gemilas Chasadim. The world stands in avoid the Gemilas Chasadim, davening and chesed. But it's not your how you feel what's right and wrong. Your version of chesed. Well, it's not nice also to tell your friend he's speaking Mashnar. It's not your version of chesed. It stands al Torah, which defines how to do avoid the Gemilas Chasadim. So the Amud al Torah's Gemilas Chasadim is those two things. It's avada tefillin Gemilas Chasadim. The Torah is saying how to do it. Avoid is the same way. There are all different, in the world, there's all different modern people practicing forms of Avodah Hashem, what they call Avodah, spiritual retreats, where they go up to mountains and do all sorts of exercises, but Avodah is not how you feel how to do it. There's the Torah that the Chiyuvim, there's Tefillah three times, there's Chiyuvim, to learn the Torah with the Rabbanan, and learn how to do the Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. So the world stands at Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, with the Torah telling the person how to do it. The Torah clearly teaching a person. Yeah. Sometimes a certain type of person is not the most tired. I know a certain person, a moment he tells me he made a kiddush shemayim, I get very nervous what happened. I get very nervous. I made a great kiddush. Oh no, what's he going to say happened? It's not your perspective that you feel. It's tell you about this or something. There's a ma'aser related in the Gemara with this Shimon HaTzadik. There's a story that the Gemara relates with this Shimon HaTzadik, this same person who says that the world stands on three things. It stands on Torah, it stands on Gemilas Chasadim, on doing kindness. It stands on Avodah, on Tefillah. The world stands on these three things. The Gemara relates a story And I feel there's a lot to do with this statement that Shimon HaTzadik used to say. The Gemara relates the following story. It's Gemara in Yuma, on Daf Samach Tes, quoted Rabbeinu Yonah. Yuma and Samach Tes, and it says as follows. It says that he was going out, Shimon HaTzadik was going out, Alexander the Great, on returning from one of his great battles, was passing by Eretz Yisrael. And Shimon HaTzadik went out to greet him, to ask him to take away certain decrees against the Yidden. So Shimon HaTzadik walked out to greet him. And the story goes, the Gemara relates the story, that when he went down to him, Shimon HaTzadik, Alexander the Great, jumped off his horse and bowed down on the floor. So his servant said to Alexander the Great, his servants, Adoneinu, our master, Melech Kameicha, a great king like you, who controls, who rules over most of the known world, Mishtachavel Yehudi Zeh, you're bowing down to this Jew? What's going on here? You're a lofty, great king. You're bowing down to this Jew? What's happening here? So Amalem, he said to them, that you should know, before I go to any battle, I see this person in a dream, and he tells me I'm going to be successful. For any battle, this man who's standing in front of you comes to me, and I see him in a dream, and he tells me I'm going to be successful. So, and Rabbeinu Yonah brings this story. Now what connection Rabbeinu Yonah brings, it doesn't say why he's bringing it here. He happens to bring this story on this Mishnah. What connection does it have to this Mishnah? The Mishnah says the world stands for three things. Sometimes a person will say, he has to go to college. Perhaps rightfully so, we'll say, I have to go to college, I have to prepare for a living. It's true. It's important that a person realize every bit of reality that what holds up his world is, panasin makes the world run, money, he needs to buy food, he needs to, every bit as much, and more so, it has to be real to the person. What holds up the whole world, it's the reality. Shimon HaTzadik HaYoyim used to say, Shimon HaTzadik deeply, deeply understood. We said last year that it says, Hu HaYoyimer, that's an extra lashon. If I'm telling over a verse from Shuli, I say, Shuli Lieber says. I don't say, Shuli Lieber, he says. But everybody knows English here, right? If I'm speaking about the subject, you don't got to say, he says. I said, Shuli Lieber, he says. Shimon HaTzadik, he says. Hu HaYoyimer, Shimon HaTzadik HaYoyimer. What's the Shimon HaTzadik? Kam HaYoyim Shagas HaGdailo. Hu HaYoyimer? Shimon HaTzadik HaYoyimer. So we said last year that Hu HaYoyimer means he didn't just preach this. This wasn't something he used to preach. Hu HaYoyimer, his essence said this. He lived it. Hu HaYoyimer, his very essence, his actions taught this to his Talmidim. His essence used to say this. So Shimon HaTzadik ingrained in himself the reality that holds up the whole world is Torah. What holds up the entire world is a Jew learning Torah. A Jew davening, you're holding up, it has to be reality by you. This is not some acute CEO, interest. So it holds up the world. This is something imperative for the world. It's essential. It's a tzairich of the olam. It's a tzairich for you, for your olam. It's a tzairich for the whole world. It's a need of the world to have Torah being learned. It's a need of the world to have people davening, people praying, shadab for all sorts of things. It's a need of the world. Pashim need, you should daven for Eretz Yisrael. You should daven that the Arabs should not be successful in harming the world. You should daven for the world. You should daven for Eretz Yisrael. You should daven for everything. The world needs tefillah. It stands on tefillah. And thirdly, the world stands on chesed. Shimon HaTzadik, who understood this, Hu HaYom, whose essence said this, understood this. It's very exact that the king who controlled the whole world bows in front of him. The mighty, mighty king. And what the servants say, who is this guy? You're a mighty king fighting wars. You're living in the real world. You're in the real world. This guy's the guy who prays all day, learns all day. You're in the real world. He gets the king, the one who ruled over most of the known world, gets off his horse and bows to Shimon HaTzadik. Because this was what he used to teach everybody. Who are you, Ayman? That you know what really holds up the world, and he understood this. So for such a person who is right, that what looks like wars and looks like real might, bows in front of the person who has Torah, who has Tefillah, who has Chesed, because that's what's holding up the world. That's the strength of the world. That's the power of the world. So it fits that Shimon HaTzadik, who's the one who taught this lesson, the one who lived this lesson, the most powerful king in the world, bows to him and says to his servants, you don't understand, servants. You think I'm Mr. Mighty. I have to come on for all my victories to this Jew, to this person who has Torah Avodah Misasadim, who that's his life, that's his biggest reality. You should know all we do, he said to his servants, only comes from his power. These three aspects, Torah, Avodah, Gemilah, Chasadim, each one really represents a certain aspect of the human being. Torah represents the Dibur, Chaim V'Lash explains. Torah represents the Dibur. It's good to know with the three others, and many Vartim that are affected, many things that are affected by this. Torah represents Dibur. The world stands on Dibur, on pure talk. Are people speaking properly? That's Torah, represents Dibur, pure Dibur. Torah is the best of Dibur. Certainly there's other aspects of Dibur. Torah is the Dibur at its epitome, so it stands on Torah. And Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, what destroys the world is bad Dibur. What destroys the world is Lashon Hara. What destroys the world is negative talk, saying bad things to people. If the world stands on Torah, standing on Dibur at its best, what destroys, well, the opposite of Dibur at its best is Lashon Hara, is sharp talk, not sweet talk. The world stands on Torah. Avodah represents Machshava. Avodah, tefillah is called Avodah Shebelev. Represents feelings. Tefillah is a very emotive. A person davens without having kavanah is like a guf b'li neshama. It's missing the whole essence of tefillah. Tefillah by its nature is thoughts. The reason you have to express is expressing helps you have the thoughts. You have to express it. That helps you have the thoughts. But the ikur of tefillah is the thoughts, it's the mind. Represents Machshava. That's Avodah. And Gemilas Chasadim represents action. Those are the three things. The Dibur, the Machshava, and action. That's a good Shaila. Is that included in Dibur? Is that the Machshava? It's a good Shaila. For those times, it's good to know those three things represent. We said last year, we asked the Kasha, in the Mishnah, Pashat Kasha, it says the world stands on Torah, on learning. It stands on Avodah, on Tefillah. And then it says it stands on Gemilas Chasadim, plural. It should really say it stands on Torah, it stands on Avodah, and it stands on Chesed. Singular. It doesn't say Torah, it stands on Torah. It doesn't say Avodah. Why not? Avodah is all the Tefillahs. Stands on Tefillahs, Karbanos. It's Avodah. And why does it say Torah, Avodah, and Chesed? What's Gemilas Chasadim? What's this double Lashon? So we wanted this time last year, is that chesed by its nature means extreme. By its nature, when one does a chesed b'tzimtzum, very exact, if somebody does chesed exactly, if somebody does chesed like he measures it out, that's not chesed. By its nature, chesed means extreme. To be kindness, if an ani comes to you, and you walk with a frown, you know, you had a chasna, and a guy comes collecting, That's not the intention. Chesed by its nature means extreme. By its nature, chesed means an abundance of, means an overflow of love. That's chesed. Chesed means you give the ani the dollar, you smile at him, you say, oh, so good to see you here, I hope you have tremendous hatzlacha. That's chesed. Chesed by its nature, when you give a guy a ride, so you're grunting, you say, okay. You're quiet. I'm all in the mountains as a minhag. You see a lot of people hitching rides. Not advice, it's dangerous advice. People shouldn't do it. In the mountains, you see people hitching rides. So I always feel you pick up the ride. It's like a silent. I've seen it. It's a silent trip. Just quiet. You think it's good enough giving him a ride. It's not good enough. Give him a ride, and all you say it's on him. If he wants to talk to me, listen, I'm doing him the favor. No, chesed means you give him a ride. Say, how are you? What's your name? Oh, you ask him something. Chesed by its nature means extreme. That's chesed. If somebody asks you for a ride, in general, I'm not saying it. Somebody asks you for a ride, so you're going to your house. Now he lives. You have to turn up the block so you can drop him. If you don't want to go out of your way, you drop him at the corner. That's not chesed. Chesed by its nature means showing ava to the person. Chesed says, I care for you. That's what chesed says. It says if you do a chesed for your friend, you have to tell him. Tzarech la'adiyah, Gemara in Shabbos. That if you do a chesed, you have to tell him. Why do you have to tell him? Because the purpose of chesed is to bring ava v'reis. Chesed to connect people. It doesn't bring ava v'reis if you're doing a tzimtzum de'gaifin. If you drive a guy to your house and he says, I did a chesed. So you drive the guy to your house, you drop him off along the way, you know, so you walk down the block. You blew it. You didn't create that avarice. You have to drive and you're driving to his door. Oh, now you have an avarice. Now the feelings. Now this career, that's the chesed. That's what Tzarech Lo Yedi. You have to tell me you do chesed, your friend. It's supposed to create a connection. It's supposed to create avarice. I want to tell you, it says gemilas chasadim plural. Because chesed has to be extreme. It says ches chasadim. Not one chesed. Chasadim, an abundance of. That's why perhaps it says gemilas chasadim. It says plural acts of kindness. In the plural, because it implies here there has to be an abundance of it.